I'm Alex.
And I'm Erica. And welcome to Priestesses Prescribe,
a self-discovery podcast based in mystical wellness.
We came together as priestesses from different backgrounds and modalities with a common mission:
to empower and support you on your intuitive journey.
We'll aim to prepare you for the energies of the new and full moons every month, while expanding on themes that will connect you with your highest self.
The priestesses have written you the prescription. All you have to do is take it.
Now, let's start our ritual.
Hello, Erica.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I am happy New York City is finally like open.
In full fucking swing.
Full swing.
I mean, we haven't had a full swing moment of New York since we've started this podcast, since we've met.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it was over 365 days that we were under, like, restriction. So that is accurate.
That's a really good, like, entry point, actually, into this full moon, because it's in Capricorn.
Okay.
And Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, which is rules, structure, responsibilities, patriarchy, capitalism. Look at how far we've come since the beginning, actually even the beginning of our podcast, which was on this Capricorn Cancer axis, mm-hmm. because Cancer is the opposite, maternal, mm-hmm. nurturing, caring, caretaker.
You're 100% correct, because that was the message in our very first episode, moon episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the parents, the polarity.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Full circle.
Full circle. And here we are.
Here we are. It's like really crazy, too, because I pulled our birth chart for Priestesses Prescribe, and we're going to talk about that in a future episode. Like, you can't write this shit any better. That's why astrology is so cool. It's like you literally couldn't even write it better.
Yeah.
Than what it ended up being. And we were not cognizant of like, oh, this particular day we're going to start because the moon and was in Gemini. It wasn't like that at all.
No, it was just sort of like it. Yeah.
We just did it
authentically.
That's the best kind. Yeah. That's how you want to make a baby. You know what? Not forced.
Made out of love.
Made out of love. Yeah. You know, you want to be the kid that your parents are like, we just, you know, we met by chance and we made you on our honeymoon. You know what I mean?
Totally. That is so funny. Yes. Being conceived with all the passion and adrenaline and
yeah,
just that oomph. You know,
it's like, let's do it. Let's not second guess it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway,
one day we'll share. Right. Right. One day we'll share our conceiving stories when that time comes. We'll share.
We'll share.
PG-13, yeah. But we'll share.
Oh, man. Lovers in a past life. Right. Well, OK, let's bring it back to the structure here. And talk a little bit about this full moon in Capricorn. So as we just spoke about, the full moon in Capricorn is representative of that Saturnian energy, which we've spoken a lot about in the podcast. So I would encourage you to go back and maybe listen to the Saturn return episode and get more familiar with like what Saturn does and what Saturn is really here to help us learn. Basically, it's like tough love. So full moon in Capricorn, which is happening on June 24th, it's directly in opposition to the Cancerian sun. And that is really like harkens back to what we were talking about. And again, if you want to go back and listen to our very first episode ever, we talked a lot about this duality in even like a parental structure. This is going to give us a little bit of a reprieve from this crazy eclipse energy that was on the Gemini and Sagittarian axis, which is kind of childlike, actually. A lot of like, you know, chaotic energy, just energy in general. And so when we're looking at this now, it's like, okay, you had the temper tantrum. And like now we need to follow up with some rules and structure, and that can happen again. Or, you know, okay, you got it out. And now this full moon in Capricorn is basically the maternal and the paternal figure saying, let's figure out how to come up with a plan here. How are we going to nurture you while still giving you the structure and responsibilities and rules that you need to be successful? Because you need both if you're raising a child. And kudos to the single parents out there, because you basically have to act as a mom and a dad. And that can be any gender. You know, it's the rules can often be really flipped when it comes to parental structures. So just thinking about how do we give our children the space to be free while also knowing that they're loved and supported and can kind of come back to a loving home in many instances. So that's really what this full moon is going to be helping us think about. And like we said at the beginning, you know, specifically with New York, but really with the whole country, and I guess I'll just keep it to the US because I know every country is kind of in different states of this, you know, we're going to see some rebellion. We're going to see some like, okay, like I'm pushing against like these boundaries that have been on me. We've been grounded literally. So like now what? Now we have all this freedom and we've seen a lot come out in these eclipses. I don't know about you, but like I'm changed for sure. And I need mommy Cancer and daddy Saturn to come give me some rules again.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. And, you know, I sort of represent mommy Cancer. So anyway, please let me know.
Oh my God, totally. And I have a Capricorn rising, so I guess.
You see, and again, yeah. Another reason why we work well together.
Yeah, I'm fucking hard ass. you're the fun one. Why.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm the fun one. I think you're the fun one. I'm more of like, okay, they were having too much fun and fell and bumped their knee and now they need a hug. Like, that's me. But
that's
like,
you.
Yeah, I'm a little boring. I'll just be sitting there on the sidelines waiting for something to happen. Like, oh, finally, this is my moment.
I have the Band-Aids.
I have the Band-Aid kit. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that totally
That's
tracks.
More accurate, yeah.
Okay, I'm the fun dad. Yes. That makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Come in, play. Fucking leave.
Right. And bang up our kids and then leave them for me to like, okay, coddle. Yeah, but you'll be back later.
Totally. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So keeping with the spirit of the full moon in Capricorn and body regions, be careful with your knees, your joints, your backbone, spinal muscles, all of your bones, ligaments, and also your skin during this time. My skin is acting up. I have like a huge pimple right here. So,
same.
You know, oily skin people unite because it's a nightmare at this moment, but it's okay.
But we're not going to have wrinkles later.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Well, between oily skin and Botox, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Totally.
Totally. All right. Yeah. So, keeping with everything that Alex said, the theme of this time period is all about fairness, truth, cause and effect, law, and reevaluating your standards. The quote during this time is, all of the words you speak are in alignment when you are centered in the spirit of truth. And the card that revealed itself with the most impactful message is the Justice card, which is absolutely no coincidence with this Capricorn full moon. And the Justice card is really calling us to be accountable to our actions and understanding that there is a moment in time where we will be judged, right? And either it's going to be judged by others or we're really going to be judging ourselves with our own consciousness. And if you acted out of alignment, and when I say act out of alignment, I mean acting in a way that's not honorable to yourself, right? And your highest self and for the greater good of others, there may potentially be some repercussions, right? But if you are working in a sense that is good for yourself and other people, you have nothing to worry about. In this time period, we're being asked to level up in compassion and understanding, right? Because if there was anything that we did not do that was honorable, forgiving, but also doing differently. Extending grace to ourselves and understanding that a moment to treat yourself fairly and others fairly will come about again. So just be ready to be responsible and take accountability for your actions and stand in a space of truth. As you explore your truth, you will discover that things are not as clear-cut as they may seem or as you may have thought. So just be prepared to dip into the murky waters and explore what truth means to you. You're being consciously aware of what you believe to be true and what you believe to be fair and ethical. And again, it's not going to be clear-cut, so just challenge yourself to explore new territories of your belief systems and your standards. So this is a really great time to do some self-reflection, connect with your inner Cancer, connect with your inner Capricorn, and balance the scales. See what you've been prioritizing. Ask yourself if you've been honorable to yourself and to other people. And if the answer is no, that's okay. And thank yourself for that level of honesty, especially because sometimes it's difficult for ourselves to tell the truth. It's about the ways in which we've exhibited bad behavior. And if you have been on a path that has been loving to yourself and others, congratulate yourself, but also understand that what are the new truths you may have to come into awareness about, and what are the new standards that you need to hold yourself accountable to make sure that in this next period of manifestation, you'll get everything you truly desire.
I love that, checking in. Like, this is a really good chance. It's a lot quieter.
Much.
You know what I mean? And yeah, it's just much more like the time to actually sit. Like, I think of the Justice card too as like the judge sitting back. Like, I've heard you scream and rant and rave or whatever's going on in the trial. Let me sit with this and take some time. Like, we are go, go, go. These eclipses have been bananas.
Yeah.
Like, the cycle needs a little bit of a break. And I think that it's, like, you know, a really good time to listen internally.
Yes, definitely. And the thing that I love about this new introspective season, especially for me, with my birthday coming up, a milestone birthday, 30, which is very interesting, and like just reflecting back on this time period, I'm doing a lot of work around understanding what my new standards are. Mm-hmm. Like, in my relationship, in friendships, in every aspect, because who I was before the eclipse, who I was 10 years ago, is not the woman that I am now. So you're right, this is the perfect time to stop, sit, and assess what needs improvement, but then also assessing, like, accountability, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm really going to manifest, let's say, really amazing friendships that will be honorable to my marriage and, like, my future family, you know, one day soon, what does that look like? Writing that down.
Yeah. It leaves you thinking, like, what I was thinking about too is what Cancer and Capricorn share in common. And this is kind of like maybe like a parenting thing too. It's like, we don't have time for bullshit.
Yeah.
We don't have, like, they don't have tolerance for bullshit. A mom knows, okay? Like, knows when you're lying, knows when you're what you're feeling deep down inside, yeah, and will push. You know?
No.
And the dad is like, I don't even care what you're feeling. Like, these are the rules.
Right.
Like, that, you know, holding the boundary, holding the accountability. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny to think about, like, releasing for this full moon too. Like, I just did a ritual the other day and I was like, I'm no longer giving, like, I'm a different person now. I'm no longer giving, like, air to bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, to you, it's like, I'm no longer going to give space and time for what doesn't serve. Yeah. My future self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being really ruthless with like that, what that boundary looks like for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And ruthless is the perfect word. It may sound harsh to some, but that's an essence of radical self-love. Ruthlessness, mm-hmm. like it's very Queen of Swords, King of Swords energy yep. as well. Being willing to chop off the head of anything and anyone that is no longer bringing you peace. Mm-hmm. That's very radical, but it's necessary for expansion, ascension, yeah. and growth.
Order in the court.
Order in the court. There you go. The justice Fuck, card. Man. There yeah. we go.
Sometimes I'm like, when we're talking, I'm like, this is really mind-blowing. Even as it's happening, yeah. I'm like, wow, this is like pretty spot on.
Yeah. But and you know what's so crazy? Like, we're always so spot on
yeah.
that you would think we make it up. Like, we don't.
Like, no.
We like, don't make this up. It's impossible.
You can't make it's it impossible. Up. Like, in order, we're talking about authenticity. Like, it's impossible to predict some of this stuff because it's so, as you all know, like, the world is so volatile. You never know, like, which way something's going to go. It's quieting down. But still, like, we're not. You know, we're not financial analysts. That's for damn sure. None of us have a legal degree.
No. No, we don't.
Not one.
Oh, God, no.
No.
I attempted. We
didn't have a lawyer in the family.
Yeah, I attempted to take an LSAT and go down that road. Disastrous. Okay. No.
No, you're a healer. That would not work. I could have been a lawyer for sure, but I'm a professional fucking arguer. But
yeah.
Alas, that was not my path either.
No. Not at all.
Just say no to more schooling to me, for me. Yeah. I don't know.
Same.
Not for you. You're going to go back.
Well, yes. You're right. I am. But even that's going to be.
In a different way.
Yeah, in a different way. But even that's going to be a struggle for me. But we'll get there.
Well, yeah. It's just hard to go back. Like, speaking of structure, yeah. like when you've left structure for a while, it's pretty hard to go back. That's what I think is happening too. Like, that we're free, we're open, you know, vaccinated, whatever. And it's kind of like, all right, we need to like kind of rein it in. Like, what's the point here? Like, you're having your fun, you're spending your money. But like, remember when you weren't spending money and saving and you had goals and stuff? Like,
right. Let's remember do that again. Right.
Remember that day? Year? Remember that year?
Right.
Right.
Balance. See, even the justice card and balance, like it's the perfect card for the perfect full moon. And speaking of perfection, I think that we've created the perfect prescription for this time as well. It will definitely be a journal prompt, which I know so many of you love, but feel free to take this in a creative way that connects with you and your heart. What are your new standards? What are your new truths? Two questions. Write them down. Assess them. Feel free to add categories. I know when I did my list, I wrote relationship, friends, professionally, spiritually. Break it down as you will. But what are your new standards? What are you tolerating? What are you no longer tolerating? And then begin the process of thinking about how you're going to hold yourself accountable to the new you.
I'm writing this down. This is great. This mm-hmm. is also something that if you want to take it the reverse, I know sometimes that's helpful for me yeah. to do like the converse of it. Like, here's what I will no longer tolerate, and then rip that up or burn it or whatever you want to do to release that. And then you can maybe start fresh from there. Like, it usually would be the opposite, but yeah. it could look a little different than that too. Sometimes it's helpful for me to like say actively what I do not want and what I will no longer accept.
Yeah. I love that addition to it. Make it a yeah. full ritual, you know, like literally yeah. burn the things that are no longer resonating with you. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So add that.
Be careful too. Be careful with the candle, with the fire, mom and dad.
Right, right.
Careful.
Right. Don't burn your fingers. And if you do, I have a Band-Aid ready.
Wait. Really funny story. I felt called and compelled to do something like this a couple months ago. And I put it in a glass an old candle glass. Mm-hmm. And I was like burning it. I was like, this will totally like hold and be good. Nope.
It broke.
It was really bad. And it was like really bad in my bathroom downstairs, like not ventilated. Like, I don't know how Leszek didn't know that I was like literally burning the sink, but he didn't even say anything. I think he's so used to me like burning sage and stuff. Yeah. Like he was just
he's like, okay,
what are you doing down there? He didn't even ask, but I was like, nothing to see here. Like,
yeah,
had a full on. I understand that glass. Why did I not know that? Like, yeah. How did I not understand that glass has a
it's combustible. Point? Combustible?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the right word. Did you redo it? Did you redo the, or did you just leave it?
I mean, it burnt.
Okay.
Everything burned.
Okay.
That wasn't the problem. The problem was the aftermath.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, I considered that a job. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should.
Well, I ask because a while ago when I did a blessing for a house using, like, you know, the prayer candles, a white candle. And I remember going throughout the house and all of a sudden there was like a crack, like just a, you know, we heard something burst and came to find that that candle, the top part of the candle, completely broken off.
Oh.
Yeah. So in that moment, I knew the message was that this did not take like that. But again, intuitively, messages are different depending upon the situation. So in that moment with that house blessing, it was like, this is not it. We need to clean this out more because clearly there were more deep rooted things that were happening prior to this person moving into their home that we need to clear out before they move in.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that in your situation, that's what it was. It was a completely different dynamic, you know?
Well, but that's actually a really good point because what I burned was my old manifestation list of Leszek, like when I called him in. Mm. So I was just like, I need to get rid of this because intuitively I felt I'm still holding him to a standard and he's evolved since then. And I think the crack was like, yeah, bitch, like let it go. You know what I mean? Like you need to, do you really get it? Are you really releasing it? Because you're a mess.
I don't think that's, no, they didn't say you're a mess, but I get your message. I get that. Yeah.
Like a control, like yes. Kind of like, okay, like you're going to need to, oh my God, I just heard this. It's so right for Cancer season. Like crustaceans grow new shells, specifically lobsters, I guess,
yes,
grow out of their shell every 6 months.
Yeah.
And I think that like bursting, like, okay, this is the energy can't be contained anymore. We need to grow a new shell. Like I think that's actually weirdly where he's at now, which is very uncomfortable for him and for me because like I know that that's what's happening, but he's not there yet to like mentally or like physically explain like here's what I'm feeling, he has a Pisces moon, he's like really sensey.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like lots of layers on top of this. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to talk about Leszek necessarily, but
it's okay, it was meant to be. It's helping someone, the crab glass metaphor.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it feels like a good natural place to stop.
Totally.
We're busting out.
Yes, we are.
in
the streets of New York City. But now that we have reemerged, what are our new standards? Mm-hmm. And have fun accordingly.
Have fun. Be careful.
Be safe. Be careful.
Be good.
And if you're not safe, my Band-Aid is ready.
Yeah. Go to Mommy Erica.
It's ready.
I'll just ground you.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Right. We love you so much. Thanks for listening. If this resonated with you, please share with a friend who's busting out of their shell.
Love that.
Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye.